Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Standing on the mountain looking down on the city, the way he ought to feel is a doggone pity.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Jim Ballard, longtime 22-year member of our Brain Trust, author of What's the Rush. I encourage you to find Jim Ballard or James Ballard. Sometimes it's James Ballard. That's the original one has James Ballard on it. Wherever books are sold, especially, well, any of the big book sellers. Hey, Jim, thanks again for being here. We're talking about balance. You're the best at that in the world, probably in the galaxy. And when we went to the break, you were talking about balance in your spirit, with your spirit. And I'm really glad you brought that up at the end there, because I've tried to encourage small business owners, even when you're not here, Jim, to contemplate, to value their spirit, because your spirit and your navel are the two most unique things in your existence, and I think that that is something that everybody's is different, and it's worth and it deserves, and it's essential that it is nurtured. Not just you're not aware of it, but you have to nurture and maintain your spirit. What do you think?
You do. And I want to refer to a passage from the Bible, from Psalms, that most people would recognize, and it goes, "Be still and know that I am God."
Mm-hmm.
So here's a question. How long has it been since you have found yourself alone, away from everyone and all concerns, and taken the time to sit down and let your mind settle, you know, like the muddy water from a stream in a jar where all the mud finally settles to the bottom, mm-hmm, and water becomes crystal clear. And your mind is like a lake that's been thrashing with waves, but now it's settling down to a rippleless calm. And that stillness is the true state of your soul. Until you reach it, your life is out of balance. And why? Because when you achieve that inner stillness, you know that no matter what happens, everything will be all right. That's when you get to that realization. And you know I'm always quoting my teacher, Paramahansa Yogananda.
Right.
He says that each of us can stand unshaken amidst the crash of breaking worlds if we achieve that balance. If you achieve that balance of your outer life with your inner life, you're meeting the greatest need that you have in life today with that balance, because with it comes the ability to operate in a state that Yogananda calls being calmly active and actively calm.
One of the things, Jim, that I've done, and this is just a tip for folks in their business, in their small business, that is from time to time, I have a really important phone call, I have a really important thing I have to do. It could be momentous, it could be perilous. It could be a tough conversation. It could be a world-changing conversation. And whenever I'm about to do that, I sit real still. I get real quiet. I don't let anybody bother me. I close my eyes. I say a little short prayer, and I try to get other things out of my head and focus on what's about to happen. And I pray for strength, and I do that for probably only about 2 minutes, not very long. And I have found that when I do that little exercise, that whatever's about to happen has a better result.
Beautiful, Jim. Beautiful. I believe you.
And you can do it. You can do that all day long. I mean, you don't have to make. It's not a big production. You don't have to be a scholar or a wise person to do that. Just settle down and clear your head. What do you think?
I think you're right. I think when we get to that stillness, that calmness, we become masters of each and every situation, moment by moment, day by day, month by month, quarter by quarter. And I would like to leave your listeners with an affirmation.
All right.
If that's okay.
Yes,
very
absolutely.
Short.
Go ahead.
It goes this way. Something to say to yourself. I relax and cast aside all mental burdens, allowing God to express through me his perfect love, peace, and wisdom. I'm going to say it again. I relax and cast aside all mental burdens, allowing God to express through me his perfect love, peace, and wisdom.
And then I'm going
to me like
and then I'm going to add on the end of I'm going to add on the end of that, this is no hill for a climber, and I'm a climber.
Well, it sounds to me like what you were saying you do,
yeah,
you know, before
is.
You're facing a situation.
Absolutely. Hey, Jim, I've got to wrap it up. It's always a pleasure to have you here. Thanks for
always
thanks for 22 great years, and we'll talk to you next time.
All right, man.
Jim Ballard, ladies and gentlemen, one of the living wise men, still with us, and hopefully for a long time. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Baby, Lord, we going out tonight.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.